Asia.
COVID-19 in South Korea. A catchy beat. A cluster of infections at nightclubs mars the relaxation of restrictions.
Apart from the temperature checks at the boarding gate and the face masks worn by passengers and crew, there was nothing unusual about the flight that left Seoul's Gimpo Airport for the southern island of Jeju on the morning of May 1st. There was not a single spare seat on the plane, nor on many of the 108 others that departed for the same destination that day. Buoyed by much relaxed social distancing recommendations following weeks of very few new cases of COVID-19, Seoulites emerged from their cramped apartments to spend the long holiday weekend by the sea. Closer to home, thousands of partygoers from both Seoul and the rest of the country flocked to the capital's bars and clubs, which had reopened after a brief closure in April. The return of domestic tourism and nightlife reflected public confidence in South Korea's ability to keep the virus at bay. But in at least one instance, that confidence was misplaced. The tourists who frolicked by the sea suffered few adverse consequences beyond a spot of sunburn. Revelers in Seoul's clubs, however, were not so lucky. Shortly after the long weekend, it emerged that customers had carried the virus into several busy night spots. More than 100 new infections have been traced to clubs in Itaewon, a popular entertainment district. Since the affected areas saw thousands of visitors on the date in question, the number of infections is likely to continue to rise. Tracking down potential patients, which has been South Korea's main strength in suppressing the virus, has proved harder than during previous outbreaks. Contact tracing initially focused on a handful of gay bars visited by a man who later tested positive. Homosexuality is often stigmatized in South Korea. Being outed as gay, the effective result of the man's hometown and workplace becoming public knowledge in the process of contact tracing, can lead to people being fired from their jobs and ostracized by friends, family, and neighbors. Many of the names and telephone numbers on the lists of customers that clubs have been obliged to keep since reopening turned out to be fake.